USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are falling yet again. The National Association of Realtors saying the number of new contracts dropped in March for the fifth straight month. The latest numbers come as home prices continue to soar and interest rates are rising. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is catching heat from lawmakers about how the Biden administration is handling the growing problem of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich says Mayorkas should be held accountable and get impeached.
We have seen more than 100,000 Americans die as a result of the failed Biden policies at our southern border, and from the gas station to the grocery store to the gang seizing control of it, the Biden administration's policy failures are on full display and nowhere greater than our southern border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A major player in the financial industry has a warning for us all.
Prepare for a major recession. That's a warning from Deutsche Bank, based in Germany, which first predicted only a mild recession was coming our way. Deutsche economists now say there's a better than 50% chance a major recession will hit the dollar next year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The life of the late Secretary of State Madeleine Albright is being fondly remembered.
We miss you. But I pray to God we never stop hearing you. Just sit on our shoulder and nag us to death till we do the right thing.
During a funeral service for Albright at D.C.'s National Cathedral, former President Bill Clinton said working with Albright was an honor and joy. Clinton nominated Albright as the nation's first female Secretary of State in late 1996. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company face the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky James Comer says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
With the midterm elections just over 6 months away, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is hyping up the midterms on Fox News, framing the policies of the Biden administration as giving Republicans an edge over Democrats.
Across the board, galloping inflation, crime out of control, chaos at our southern border, gas prices $5, $6, $7, all of these are the result of wild, out of control liberalism. And I think the American people are really fed up. I believe November is going to be a tidal wave.
Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.